Paul Anka gave us My Way, Puppy Love, She's a Lady, and some 900 other songs. KVCR's Lillian Vasquez spoke with Anka as he gets ready to perform at the Fox in Riverside Saturday evening. Now, certainly there are songs out there that you knew were by Paul Anka. How about this one?
I was doing a TV special, actually, and someone had sent me a kinescope because I was looking for a comedian. He sent me a film of this guy who drank all night, had an hour of sleep, and got up and had this kiddie program, kids screaming and yelling, and it was very funny. It was Johnny Carson. I said, God, that guy's great. So I flew him to England. He did it. Came back, ran into him again in New York. I said, what are you doing now? He said, oh, I don't know. I might do this television show for about a year. I said, oh, okay. He said, I need this. I'm changing this. I said, he said, I might need a new theme song. Say that to a musician, and you got it in 10 minutes.
No.
So I went in the studio, put it all down, gave it to him, and went on the air. A year went to two went to four went to eight. You know the story.
Right.
And it lasted forever and longest running theme, and that's pretty much how I got it.
Wow, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that with me. In 1967, you wrote the song My Way. So many artists have performed it, from Sinatra to Elvis. Who was My Way for?
Flat out Frank Sinatra.
Flat out?
Yeah, right from the get-go, it was for Frank Sinatra. I had spent some real meaningful years with him after I'd met him in the early 60s. In 68, somewhere, and he came to do a film in Florida, and I was working at the Fountain Blue, where we all used to work. It was a circuit. This was part of it. And he called me and he said, kid, that was my nickname. He said, kid, you should meet me for dinner. I want to tell you something. Anyway, I went to dinner in the course of the meal. He said, I'm quitting. I'm retiring from show business. I've had enough of this. The Rat Pack's over. And I said, wow. You know, I mean, the impact of that. So I went home to New York, where I was living at the time, like around midnight. I started putting the words to this melody, and I had done it in like 5 hours because I put him right on the typewriter. I just wrote it as if he were speaking. It was like an amazing creative moment that I was in. There was a big thunderstorm outside, banging on the windows. It was pretty wild. I finished it in 5 hours, and I called him at Caesar's Palace, where he was finishing up some of his last gigs. And he said, bring it out, and I flew out, and the next night I was in his dressing room. I gave it to him, and he looked at me, and I knew the way he looked at me. He liked it. About 2 months later, I was in New York. I got a call from Sinatra in a record studio in L.A. The kid listened to this. He played it to me over the phone. I started to cry.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
The record shows I took the blows and did it my.
That was Paul Anka in conversation with KVCR's Lillian Vasquez. Paul Anka is at the Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside tomorrow evening. Tickets and information at riversidelive.com.